Investigations are continuing in Cork today after the murder of a homeless man, Timothy Hourihan. Leading the investigation is Detective Superintendent Michael Cummins, who's head of the Serious Crime Unit in the Cork City Garda Division. And he joins us on the line now. Detective Superintendent, thank you for joining us on the News at One.
Can you
give us an update on the investigation and where you are today?
Yes, Claire. At the moment, we're interviewing people who were present at the site on Saturday night. There's a total of 18 tents in the area, so we need to talk to all the people who were there. And we're also appealing, since the investigation began, for witnesses in the area. It's a busy enough area on a Saturday night. There are a lot of guest houses in the area, and there would be a lot of people maybe from outside of Cork City in the guest houses who may not realise that this murder happened close to where they were staying. So we're appealing for people around the country maybe who were in Cork Saturday night and may have been heading back to their guest houses at the important time to contact us. That would be guest houses in the Mardyke area and Western Road area of Cork City.
And can you give us a sense of what that area is like? You said there that there's about 18 tents in that region. Just describe it to us.
Yes, the area itself, Claire, is a walkway from the Mardyke to the North Mall in Cork City. There's an area of land there where the tents are. There's a walkway and a bridge over the River Lee, a pedestrian bridge, which takes you on to another walkway on the north side of the river, which leads onto the North Mall. It's a very much used area at daytime, and at night time it is an artery in and out of the city centre.
And the tents remain there during the day, do they?
Yes, the people live in the tents there.
And what can you tell us about what happened to Timmy Hourihan?
Well, we're still very early, Claire, into the investigation. All I can say is that passers-by actually saw a tent on fire and called the emergency services. But when they went in, the passers-by went into the area themselves. They found Mr. Hourihan in an unconscious state, and the ambulance arrived very soon afterwards. He was taken to CUH, where efforts were made to save his life, but unfortunately they weren't successful.
But it's your belief that he had been assaulted before that fire happened?
Yes, the post-mortem, Claire, has shown that his injuries are consistent with having been assaulted, and there are no injuries consistent with being involved in a fire or in burning.
Okay, and again, as you say, you're looking for anyone who might have seen anything on Saturday night. What is the material time for you in terms of those people you mentioned who may have been using the guest houses?
The important time, Claire, is between 11 p.m. on Saturday night and 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. Okay. You know, the usual time that people might be heading out after socialising in the city centre, they may be heading back to their guest houses.
Okay, Detective Superintendent Michael Cummins, thank you for joining us today on the News at One.